Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development out of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, just as in, it's an important one. Now remember, the Wisconsin Elections Commission is a commission of six people, three Republicans, three Democrats. They frequently have joined forces. There's one of the Republicans who is a no-goodnik. He was one of the fake electors that Voss put in a conference room in the Capitol, and their names were sent off falsely to the Senate as being the true electors, the Trump electors. In the meantime, Evers had convened the panel to select the electors pursuant to the certification of the election in the same Capitol, and those went off, and those were the ones that were accepted. And the Elections Commission accepted the Democratic slate simply because he'd won the election. So of the six electors, five of them have been reasonable, three Democrats and two Republicans. One of them is no good. One of them is no good. And you may remember that the Racine County Sheriff urged felony charges against the five, but not the other one, because somehow they didn't stop fraud. That was false. Voss picked up on that. The Racine County DA and, of course, Josh Callner aren't going anywhere with that. Well, they just came out with a good ruling. There had been a complaint filed in the spring about the issue of private funds being donated to municipalities to help them run their elections. Now, this is the an entity called Center for Tech and Civic Life. Okay, Center for Tech and Civic Life. It's funded largely by Zuckerberg of Facebook, now Meta. And he gave $8.8 million through the Center for Tech and Civic Life to Wisconsin's five largest cities, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha. But he also gave millions of dollars to 200 other municipalities in Wisconsin, all the ones that hold elections. Because he realized, his center realized, that Republicans were starving the beast, that what they were doing in trying to interfere with elections is not fund them, not provide adequate resources. And the municipalities, including the five largest cities and every other one, were very grateful for this. He didn't exercise any control over it. He said, here's the money. They used it to pay clerks. They use it to pay poll workers, tech, that kind of thing. They used it to run their own elections in a fair way, as they have throughout the history of the state of Wisconsin. The right wing, the various right wing groups, brought suit against that last year. They said that was wrong, that private parties should not be able to donate to municipalities. Now, private parties do that all the time. They'll donate museums, they'll donate ballparks, they'll donate lots of things. But this time, because it was donating to help pay for the running of the elections, when the donations had no impact at all on how the elections were run, they just got up in a bundle about it. And why'd they do that? Because Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha helped to have their elections funded. And why did they care about that? They cared about that because that's where there are a lot of Democratic votes. They filed no complaints about the grants to the other 200 municipalities. No complaints. Three courts looked at that last year, dismissed lawsuits brought last year, objecting to that. They said there's nothing wrong with that. One of the lawsuits was brought by a guy named Ron Hoyer, H-E-U-E-R, of the Wisconsin Voters Alliance. That name familiar? He is one of the people hired by Gableman to do Cyber Ninja now. Gableman has paid him a couple of grand. He is the Republican chairman of Kewaunee County. He's getting a couple of grand from Gableman. And it's not coming from Gableman, it's coming from you. You're welcome. I'm welcome, apparently. It's coming from state taxpayer money. And this guy is one of the ones who sued last year to object to that procedure and object to the votes then in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, but not 200 other municipalities around the state, many of which Republicans won. Well, what is it the State Elections Board has just done? They just dismissed the final complaint that was pending before them. It must have been unanimous because there has been no recorded vote. They just directed their staff to tell the lawyers for the right-wing groups that were trying to shut it down that their complaint was dismissed. Complaint was dismissed. Now, when they interviewed the lawyers for these right-wing groups, and one of them is the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, and there's several others, they said, oh, well, we may take this to circuit court. That is their right under Wisconsin law. You can take it to circuit court if you lose in front of the commission. But they've lost three times already. And several of the people that brought the suit that would want to go to the circuit court are people who are either paid by Gableman, working with Gableman, or sharing office space with Gableman. This is constructively an attack by people associated with Gableman on the issue of private contributions to run elections. That's all it is. All it is. And three courts have already said that's fine. Totally fine. So when Gableman comes up and he looks like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth and he goes, well, I'm just trying to educate myself. I don't know about voting. I don't know about voting machines. So why don't I spend $680,000 of your money to educate myself? And then his clowns announced yesterday, day before yesterday, that, oh, it turns out there was nothing wrong with the voting machines. And that was all psychobabble that we had heard. And that's why we launched that part of the Cyber Ninja audit. But now what we're going to Cyber Ninja are the issue of private contributions to municipalities, but not all municipalities, not 200 of them, only five of them, the five largest cities in Wisconsin. And we want to slice and dice. We want to invalidate the votes in those five cities, but we don't want to invalidate the votes in the other 67, 68 counties where Republicans get a lot of votes. Well, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. You don't have to be a lawyer to realize how unreasonable that is. You also don't have to be a lawyer to understand how it's wrong to use your money, taxpayer money, through Gableman, feeding it to people like Hoyer and the Wisconsin Voter Alliance to attack something they're supposedly investigating. And to say they're going to circuit court over it again when they lost three times on your nickel. On your nickel. You know, Hoyer and the rest of them are going to be brought into this thing. And there is an open-ended budget with Gableman. Voss has said, well, we're going to put it at, I think it was $676,000 now, but he can hire as many people as he wants, and he can get whatever tech support he wants. And we are not, I'm not, Voss said, going to look at his invoices. And I'm not going to turn them over, even though Judge Valerie Bailey Wren in Madison said I had to back in November, and I'm a month over her deadline. So it's funny money. It's only taxpayer money. You know, we have, what, over a $70 billion biennial budget? We're pushing $100 billion in biennial budget. That, before long, that's what it'll be. So this is chump change. Chump change. This is just mad money that the Republican Party keeps in a slush fund, dips their paws in whenever they want, hire whatever hack they want, and attack our vote on your nickel. Well, it's not chump change. It's not mad money. And it's not a slush fund for the Republicans to dip their paws into and just spend whatever they want trying to attack our elections. So the only good news out of this right now is once again, this elections commission has swatted it away. But here's the problem. There is an executive director named Megan Wolf of the executive of the election commission who's very good. And they want to interview her and grill her in a star chamber, Gableman does. in secret. Josh Call, the attorney general, has taken that to court for protective order to stop that abuse of her. And then Voss and the rest are telling her to quit. Here's why they're doing it, and here's the problem for them. If she quits and the commission can't agree on a successor, remember there are three Democrats and three Republicans. If they split, Voss appoints the next one. He can appoint Gableman. He can appoint whoever he wants. And what do you think Gableman is going to do when it comes to certifying the next election? To her credit, Megan Wolf is very brave. She said, no way, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving because if I leave, Voss gets to appoint my successor because this commission will deadlock 3-3 on my successor. And that will then have completed the takeover of the presidential elections in Wisconsin, because if the Wisconsin Election Commission does not certify the winner in 2024, if it's a Democrat, the Republicans in the Congress will go, well, it wasn't certified. Sure, it looked like it should have been, but it wasn't. So now we get to vote on it, and they have more states than we do. It's not by who's in the majority. Every state gets one vote in that case. So 30 votes will go to put Trump in and 20 will go to put Biden in from Wisconsin. You got to dig into this. You have to understand how perverted this is and how we are continuing to fight for our democracy. We're continuing to fight for our democracy. And it starts in little ways and anonymous ways. Who's the executive director of the Wisconsin Elections Commission? What do they do trying to invalidate the votes of five cities but not 200 municipalities? Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Back in the USSR.